guess, can you first just talk about getting the season underway and I guess the excitement that goes into it?
Yeah, you know, starting on the road against a division opponent, always tough. So we're going to have to do a real good job. You know, it's going to be some things we have to make adjustments on sidelines. But at the same time, being able to see a couple offenses this preseason to kind of get us prepared for what we may see down there in Miami. So, but we have to put it together. But I'm pretty sure there's going to be some things that when we get down there, we're going to have to come to the sideline, make the adjustments because we haven't seen it before. So all is good. So far, so good right now. We got a couple more days to nail down some stuff to, you know, get real comfortable where we at going forward. And these days are crucial for us. These next couple days, the day was a crucial day for us in the run game and, you know, third down and moving forward tomorrow. Some corrections we might have to do, but it's all in now. You know, everything counts now. So every moment we put in now, it's going to be big for us going forward.
Is the first game of the season, is it nerve-wracking or is it just because of the unknown that you don't know what's going to be good and what's not going to be good?
It's always tough just because of, you know, the unknown. Too many people don't show their hand in preseason. So what you see, you could kind of prepare for it, and hopefully that's what we see. But like I say, this game is going to be a game that is going to come down to sideline adjustments, doing some things we probably haven't even practiced. But, you know, our coaching staff do a real good job of going to practice and throwing a couple things that have curveballed at us. Never know what we might get. So when we make those adjustments in the game, that we're familiar with them. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be like that this week. So only thing we can do is prepare for what we've seen, and hopefully that's good enough. But if not, we're all professionals here. We understand we might have to come to the sideline, make those adjustments, and move forward from there. So hopefully it's enough, though.
Vince, what's the biggest thing you took out of the preseason personally?
Excuse me. Just getting back in the groove of going, playing. And you know what? It went by so fast now. It's you know, a division game staring right at us in the face down in Miami. So, like I said, everything we worked for up to this point, we're going to need everything. So we're going to need everybody. We're going to need everybody at their best. You know, every practice that we have, we have to take that practice field like we have to have our best practice because everything going forward, we're going to need everybody best. So I think we all understand that. And at the same time, like I say, it's going to be some things that we might have to make adjustments with, but that's part of the game.
Time went by fast, I assume, because there were no setbacks for you?
Yeah, time flew. I mean, we're sitting here in OTAs and mini camps and training camp, and all of a sudden we're sitting here preparing for the first game of the season. And that's an exciting time for everyone, not just myself, but everyone. Being able to start on the road, it's going to be tough. Starting on the division on the road, it's always tough. So everything we have to do in practice to get us prepared to play, we got to do it. So, and we have to take advantage of those times, those extra meetings, extra cold tubs, extra time we spend on the field, the extra plays, everything that anything that we can do to get us prepared, we have to do it.
Vince, seriously do you take your role as one of six captains on this 2014 team?
You know, it's always an honor. It just goes to show you the respect that the team, you know, my teammates have for us. It's a lot of guys on this team that can be voted. They could have been voted the captain, but to me, everybody's a leader. I mean, we just happen to have that, you know, seat next to our name or whatever it may be. But you know what? Everybody on this team is a leader, and they understand that. But it just goes to show the respect that they have for us. And it's not just because we've been around for so long. It's just they understand, you know, how hard we work, things we put in, the things that we do. And like I said, it could have been any six guys in this locker room. That's just the type of people that we have in here. So, but I'm always honored and privileged to be, you know, a captain of this football team.
And to follow up on that, you guys, you know, had one of your great leaders traded away in Logan Mankins. And just as a guy who, you know, is important in keeping the locker room together, you yourself, can you give us a feel for how you feel the team has responded?
I mean, we don't move forward. You know, our focus is strictly towards Miami right now. You know, anything that we have personal or we feel in and towards anything that's going on, if it's not Miami, your mindset is in the wrong spot. So I think everybody's focused and ready to go play football. Like I said, we got a couple more days left to prepare for a division rival down in Miami on the road. So our hands are full. We can't be focused on anything that happened in the past right now, because if we let that take us off track, we'll be in big trouble. So, but I think the team responded well, and all our focus has been on Miami this this week.
It sounds like it's in a good place now, Vince. I mean, can you just then, in that sense, speak to the process to get there? I mean, is that because you guys aren't robots? You know, I mean, we all have emotions. I mean, we care. You know.
Yeah. But like I say, that's the past. You know, and we all understand. The most important thing for this football team is Miami this week. That's the most important thing. And I think everybody here understands that. The coaches, they understand. They understand that. So everything we have to put in that bucket to go down to Miami and deal with Miami. So, and that's where we're at.